nights of unprecedented violent protest, 14 people died in Colombia's capital Bogotá in September 2020. Demonstrations erupted across the city after a viral video showed the police pinning down and repeatedly tasering an unarmed taxi driver, Javier Ordóñez, who later died in police custody. Yeah. An independent investigation requested by the mayor of Bogotá and supported by the United Nations found officers responsible for 11 of those deaths.
What happened then cannot be called any other way. It was a massacre that happened before any operative or political order to stop utilizing firearms against the demonstrators.
The report details how officers repeatedly, disproportionately, and indiscriminately used live rounds on the protesters, and how the national government and police failed to order them to stop. Holding back tears, the mayor of Bogotá asked for forgiveness, calling on President Iván Duque to reform the country's police and recognize the gravity of what has happened.
I once again ask for forgiveness from the victims and the city. I totally assume my part of political and institutional responsibility and will fulfill the report's recommendation thoroughly.
The report blamed the country's justice system for failing to prosecute and punish the officers involved in the killings. All but one still patrol the city. At the time, President Iván Duque called the protesters urban terrorists. He hasn't responded to the report, but has pledged to reform and modernize the police in the past. Yet protests in Colombia continue to be met by violence. In April this year, the police response to anti-poverty demonstrations was again brutal, killing at least 20 people, according to human rights organizations, and making the need for real reform ever more urgent. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.